Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Rob Regish, for the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob answers your questions about training, nutrition, diet, exercise, supplements, everything. Then, top of the second hour, we're going to be talking about how to winterize your workouts with Robin Shea, who is actually a celebrity of sorts. I believe she's on some of the food channels, and she does a great show that Elisa has been following, and we're lucky to have her as a guest. Then we're having Dr. Ryan Timmons coming on during the second half hour of the second hour to talk about the evidence behind that supports the idea that the angle of peak torque may be the reason for hamstring injuries. This is an important discussion because hamstring injuries seem to take a lot of people out of their sports professions, and even those of us who are not professional sport athletes like myself, we suffer from hamstring injuries that change the way we can work out for the rest of our lives. So we're going to talk about that during the second hour. Also, just a reminder, the Secret Word Contest, the prize this week is a three-pack of Live On Labs products, Live On Labs Lipospheric Vitamin C, Live On Labs Lipospheric Glutathione, and Live On Labs Lipospheric R-alpha-lipoic acid. You just have to listen to the commercial breaks, and if you hear the secret word, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com, and you're entered to win. And without further ado,
calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
And hut! The general is here. General Regish. Commander.
Yes, sir.
Commander.
Thanks for having me. Love that intro.
Yeah, isn't it great?
It's fantastic. Alex Leaf did it?
No. Elliot Turton, our producer.
Wow, just fantastic.
Elliot worked on the Howard Stern show and worked on the Adam Carolla show. So he is radio royalty, to say the least.
Wow, wow. So I invited myself over my best friend's house this past Saturday night. And Jen and I had a great time meeting his new girlfriend and catching up with his parents. Secondly, I want to give a shout-out to my new client, Kim, who really worked hard today. We just started lactic acid tolerance training, Russian step-ups, and high-intensity interval training cardio this past week. And she's picking it up fast and getting stronger every workout. And then finally, the Blueprint 4.0 is finished, and Blueprint Army members get first dibs on it. So the first of four documents will be made available by the end of the month. So if you're not, if you're not already enlisted in the Army at CoachRobRegish.com, it should be on your to-do list.
Sorry, I had my mic closed because I'm still eating my post-workout meal. Coach, is there anything special going on over at CoachRobRegish.com from the standpoint of, have you released any new Muscle U podcast or anything like that?
That'll be coming up. If it isn't already posted, we will have a new episode of Muscle U up shortly. So thank you for asking.
And we are focusing on the sales of Progenidrex right now. And right now, the only place to get Progenidrex is at Predator Nutrition. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Okay. And if I'm not mistaken, they're going to have a U.S. distribution center sometime next year.
Excellent. Okay, let's get
under the states.
I wanted to cover those things. Let's get underway. We have a question from Larry Fohl, P-F-O-H-L. Is, I heard you talking a few issues back about beef protein. Why'd you switch, and what brands have you used? Any comparisons versus whey?
Yeah, it's a great question. I switched from whey to beef for one important reason. I am severely allergic to whey. And I found that out only after I took a food allergy test from the Life Extension Foundation, which highly recommended, by the way. Unbeknownst to me, I'm not just allergic, but severely allergic to whey. And I had been using it every damn day or close to it for the past 20 years. So you might be wondering how I couldn't have known. Gastric issues were normal for me, at least I thought so. I figured since I ate so much food most of the time, it just came with the territory. But it was my girl, Jen, who pointed it out to me. I was stuffed up after consuming whey and any gluten, so I couldn't breathe through my nose. I never made the connection, always chalking it up to something in the environment, so I just dealt with it. My first foray into beef protein, powdered anyway, was Muscle Meds Carnivore. It's probably the most popular of the beef proteins out there, and for what it is, it's a decent protein. What it is not, and many people were fearful of this, it is not hydrolyzed collagen. So that, by the way, is quote-unquote protein from ground-up hooves and other junk body parts.
Which has a place. It has a place, but not for muscle building. It's good. Right. That's good for soft tissue building, like tendons, ligaments, and stuff like that.
Very, very good point. Right. But carnivore really is beef protein, and it's enhanced with 2.5 grams of creatine per scoop. Now, you're probably wondering about the taste. The chocolate and strawberry were pretty darn good, in my opinion. It's the mixability that gets most people. Which is to say, it's foamy, no matter how you blend or shake it. So recently, I ordered up AST Research's Raptor HP, which is a hydrolyzed peptide beef protein. And the molecular weights of those have been carefully selected and measured and done so in Daltons. So its profile is 15% 6,000 Dalton molecular weight, 55% 3,000 Daltons, and 30% 500 Daltons and smaller. So the smaller the molecular weight of the peptide, the faster it's absorbed. It's the smaller Daltons that really make the difference, although they are incredibly bitter, which is why most companies don't use them. The one thing to keep in mind about all hydrolyzed proteins, especially down to the 500 and under Dalton level, is this. They're denatured simply as a result of the hydrolyzation process. And that's the reason I opted for free-form essential amino acids in Synthogen. But be that as it may, I'm going to give Raptor HP a fair shot intra-workout, and a tell-it-like-it-is review will be forthcoming.
Steve Stewart says, I finally took the plunge on Progenidrex and have to say it worked better than I expected, and expectations were high. I used it with your recommendation, Stack 10 training protocol. My question is, will it work with just any routine or only Stack 10? I put on 8 pounds in just 6 weeks, none of it around the waist. How it does this, I have no idea, because with the same diet and cardio pattern, I always got bigger, but put almost 2 inches around my waist. What gives?
Yeah, it's a great question, because everyone should critically evaluate whether it's the program or the supplements or a mix of both that's driving their gains. So let's discuss that a bit, then I'll answer your question. Any evaluation of a training program should start with strength gains. Even in a caloric deficit, you know, you should be striving for them, meaning strength. People often look at me perplexed because strength always dips on a severe cut, but it doesn't have to. Simply switching from bench press to weighted dips, bent over barbell rows to pull-ups, etc., will yield an improvement, or should, as you continue to drop weight. Now, more than this, those are far superior movements, given the body and the weight move through space simultaneously. Everyone wants to know what your bench is, but show me someone who can dip with 100 pounds or more in chin with 50 or more for reps, and I'll show you a monster every time. You know, the same isn't true for every 300-pound bounce presser out there. Now, with respect to Stack 10 training being the magic, no. That isn't the case. I can confidently say that because many others who reviewed the product use their own progressive overload scheme on big basic lifts, and they make similar improvements. And that's the key, progressive resistance on big basic movements. The accelerated gains in strength and body weight are, by my estimation, roughly double what one can expect with training alone. You just don't see advanced guys putting a pound or more of muscle on a week, all in the muscles, even on a good training program and diet. The fact none of this comes on in the waist just proves my point. It's been said, and it's 100% true, that it's easier to eat an inch on your waist than it is on your arms. You know, how does it do it? Largely the ingredient anacyclist perithrum, along with laxogenin. Now, you hear much about laxogenin's and de facto ECDs effect on protein synthesis, but the truth is, its effect on blood glucose is even more profound. It's also why Synthogen has such a profound impact on body comp. Those two products both do that. I make sure both bases are covered in my formulas. Lastly, in any case, I'm glad you're doing well with Progenitrex. Everyone that's reviewed it on PredatorNutrition.com's website has given it 5 stars, and they are a tough crowd to please over there. Literally everyone that's used it. So used with any reasonable progressive overload plan and a good diet, you'll put on a pound a week, all in the muscles, for 6 to 8 weeks minimum.
Can you do that cycle again and see the same kind of results, or does it get harder and harder to add that kind of weight as you start to go up the ladder, so to speak?
It gets harder and harder, which is the reason why I recommend you cycle off and then run it after at least a 4-week break.
Okay. We have a question from Jonas Pena when we come back, who I think just had a birthday, by the way. Happy birthday.
Terrific.
Yeah, yeah. I seem to remember wishing him a happy birthday on Facebook recently. So let's do this. Quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Visit CoachRobRegish.com today. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. I'm still eating, Rob.
Good, man. It's good for you.
I had to stop squatting and deadlifting for a while. As you know, I got up to 395 in my stiff leg deadlift. And for reps, depending on how tired I was, 5 to 8 reps. But I've developed some neuropathies in my lower leg that are attributed to compression of the lumbar spine. So I'm relegated to leg pressing, leg extensions, and leg curls right now.
Yeah.
But I shall return to the squat and the deadlift. I promise you that. I got an amazing therapeutic approach, and I predict I'm going to reverse this completely, and it'll be good for other people, too, who have this problem. So anyway.
Good for you, man.
Jonas Pena, who I said earlier, just, I don't know if I should say suffered or enjoyed a birthday. Depends on if you're as old as me, it's suffering. Recently tried some Mangda Kratom. He's taken it 3 times. Approximately 3.5 grams each time. Enjoys it greatly. Found if I take it too late, it disrupts my sleep. I know you've spoken about Kratom a bit on SHR. Any particular episodes or tips you can give? And we have a great Kratom source now, don't we?
We sure do. I'll speak to that in a bit. I can't recall the particular episode, but I have loads of tips on Kratom.
I mean, every other episode we get a question about or some inference that Kratom can be beneficial for this or for that. And it's not just like social anxiety. It's actually performance as well.
It's performance and both mental and physical, by the way.
Because a lot of people get themselves so hyped up, they don't perform well. You know, you get yourself so jacked that you go beyond performance and you wash out. And Kratom can take that away from you, right?
It sure can. So first things first, you need to find your Kratom. There are so many strains available, it's a real crapshoot until you go through every one, and that can get expensive. So a great solution to that is to invest in a Kratom sampler pack. Over at milehighkratom.com, you get an ounce each of the following. Premium Mangda, Red Vein Thigh, Private Reserve Green Indo, I believe Green Malay, Yellow Gold Vietnam, and White Vein Borneo. So a total of 5 ounces. That is a nice mix of green, red, and white strains and should familiarize any Kratom newbie with each strain, the various effects. And for $50, it's the most affordable Kratom sampler I've seen. You know, my personal preference, Green Malay and Bali Blast, which give you both ends of the spectrum, meaning Green Malay is a fantastic energetic strain up front anyway, and it's pure relaxation on the tail end. Bali, on the other hand, is all about the chill factor, and you get nice and relaxed and cozy on that stuff. From a training perspective, Green Malay, 30 to 45 minutes pre-workout, and or Bali immediately post are great picks. Now, it for sure has some recreational value, I'll call it. But you need to be careful here, as I think it's a waste for people that are into physical culture, at least, you know, using it for recreational value. You need only look at Nubane and GHB for examples of chemicals that got guys hooked versus any real performance enhancement. And weak arguments like Nubane killed pain so well you could train harder, or GHB was used for GH release. You know, there's a modicum of truth to that. But in the end, right, the demons took over, addiction followed, and it was obvious these things hurt people versus helping them. Kratom is, you know, doesn't have that same addiction potential, at least to that degree. But anything that makes you feel good can be problematic. So I'll leave it at that. The last tip I'll drop is this. Tagamet, cimetidine hydrochloride, which is sold as an antacid in the amount of 200 to 400 milligrams, and a cap or two of tranquilogen 15 minutes prior dramatically enhances Kratom's punch. Now, I have had doubters come back to me singing a different tune after just one dose. You know, you down those two 15 to 20 minutes prior to slamming your Kratom, and a whole new world is open to you. So, you know, I've experimented with other synergists, but so far nothing holds a candle to those two. And I can confidently say that Mile High Kratom is the best stuff I've ever used. And a big part of that, by the way, is it's potent stuff. You needn't only use half as many grams.
Well, so I introduced you to the guy from Mile High, and he, in fact, said to you several times in a message, start out with less than you normally do because this stuff is pure. And, you know, a lot of people say that kind of stuff, right? Oh, this is legit. But you, in fact, found out that it's a good thing he warned you of that, right?
Yeah, I thought it was just marketing. But for once in my life, I was glad I was conservative with the stuff. It is, you know, when he says it's pure Kratom, take him at his word because it's some strong stuff.
The next question comes from Reed Cummings. He says, I'm wondering what kind of prescription drugs or performance enhancers. I'm on meds for all sorts of things like depression, anxiety, and high blood pressure. None of those are. Like a lot of guys, I take supplements and am counseled about how bad they are. There could be negative interactions, etc. What's your experience in this area? Man, I'm going to let you, because I can do the rest of the show ranting about the nonsense behind that.
Yeah, first things first. You know, I'm not a doctor, so nothing I say should be construed as medical advice. Your doc needs to guide you on that. Now, having said that, I've had, you know, experiences, I'll call it, with both RX drugs and SUPs that I can speak to here. The RX drugs are by far the more dangerous of the two, no matter what anybody tells you. And proof of that is just look at the leading cause of death in the United States today. It's not cancer or heart disease. It's RX drugs. And here's the punchline: in their prescribed dosages. Okay? So take that for what it's worth. With that out of the way, here have been my experiences. The stuff that they give out like candy, Xanax and its related, generic stuff. At first, they're going to relax you all right, but tolerance develops fast. You need to be real careful because while 1 milligram will relax you, going to 2 milligrams puts you to sleep, which obviously is not ideal while you're driving. The most onerous side effect from that class of drugs is amnesia. I mean, your memory gets shot in short order. You know, remembering where you parked is usually forgetting it is usually the first sign of trouble. Now, SSRIs, I guess for some people, they're a miracle. They were not a good mix for me. You know, little wonder they come with things like a suicide warning. Just understand those warnings don't apply just to teens because that's where they'll steer the conversation. I've had better experiences with other drugs. If you really have a problem with depression, but none of them I see as a long-term solution, at least for people going through difficult times. Understand, in most cases, difficult times don't last.
Right.
So, you know.
And they don't take you off those drugs once you're on them.
Right, exactly. So while I understand some people need medication, I really do. But the stark reality is that the doctors prescribing this stuff will tell you that in most cases they have no idea how these things work. And the side effects either aren't mentioned or they're greatly downplayed. Right now, I have yet to find a medical condition that is not greatly improved by daily exercise.
Bravo.
You know, the endorphin rush and resulting dopamine release trumps any prescription drug that I've ever used or even read about. Your best bet is to get off all that crap, or at least minimize it, right, to the meds that you absolutely need, and let the magic of exercise, a good diet, and a good night's sleep carry the load. I'm sorry for the long-winded answer, but I've got a real problem with big pharma and what they push on people as lifetime medications. You know, again, I understand some people need medication and might need it for the rest of their life, but the stark reality is most people don't.
That's the truth. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have a question from Dan Zeipel. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here on the Superhuman Radio Network. Later in the show, how to winterize your workout, and is angle of peak torque the reason that people keep injuring their hamstrings? Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very far apart. There's bullet holes where my compassion used to be, and there is violence in my heart.
There is violence in my heart. I love those lyrics. I love those lyrics. That's Nine Inch Nails. Those lyrics are from a song by Nine Inch Nails, My Violent Heart.
Really?
Great song. Okay, Dan Zipel says, I recently put on a hell of a lot of weight in my gut. This happened after a rotator cuff injury and a few other nicks and knacks I've picked up over the years. I'm 45, and it seems it just keeps snowballing. Is this, if this keeps up, I'm going to need to make some big changes to how I train. Any suggestions? Yes, body weight training. Good. What do you think?
Yeah, that's part of my answer. Dan's my best friend, and I mentioned him at the top of the show. So we went over to visit him Saturday night. Now, he's about 5'8", and last time I saw him, he's always been pretty well built, let's say a solid 200 pounds or so. But as soon as I saw him, I could see it in his face. You know, a lot of weight came on, most of it in the middle. Now, on the plus side, I've never seen his shoulders and arms look bigger. But it's that weight around the middle, of course, that hurts. I'm not being mean here, just realistic. And he knows, most people do, knows what to do to turn things around. The time to make changes was 5 years ago, but I'm not going to rag on people for that. For everyone listening here, it's a good lesson. If you're closing in on the big 4-0, you best be making changes now such that things like torn rotator cuffs aren't part of your future. So Zeep, as we call him, he was benching big, right? And he didn't waste his time on isolation exercises, and he's pretty committed. But the constant pounding of trying to add weight year after year, right, to your bench press and such for 30 years did him in. So let's talk about what he and you can do to turn things around. First, get on board with body weight training, right? There has never been a training system more in harmony with the principles of independence in economy than body weight training. You don't need weight. You don't need a gym or any of that nonsense. You know, if you've got guts and gravity, you're in business. Second, I would start active stretching before training, meaning stretching with weights or resistance. You know, they've done studies showing that passive stretching with no resistance actually decreases strength when you do that before exercise. Third, look at this as an opportunity to build up your legs. If you're going to be carrying extra weight, at least make it in the wheels, you know, in your legs. Get on it with heavy weighted step-ups, hip belt squats, if you're lucky enough to have one, and learning the one-legged squat. Next, realize that shifting body weight training to something greater than 50% of your training protocol is only going to benefit you. Your joints will feel a lot better, and your brain will sense that you're no longer artificially overloading your body with hundreds of pounds. Finally, you know, ditch those Walmart joint products for something like Cesis, Quadrangularis, and or Curcumin. I can't tell you what a miracle those products have been for me. And they come with virtually no downside and tons of upside. Right, you get the right CSIS, and it's like wearing a suit of armor every time you walk in there. Curcumin is likewise an excellent analgesic, as well as being the most powerful anti-carcinogen you can put into your body. It's just my two cents, but I've got a lot of experience there. Bottom line is this. If you don't make these changes soon, the situation is only going to get worse. When you do implement them, you'll get both a physical shot in the arm as well as fire up your ambition to do this because of the mental benefit of switching exercises and rep ranges, etc. None of us are getting any younger. So train smart and train hard, but realize there's no shame in not benching 300 pounds or whatever it is anymore.
Okay. Sorry.
It's all right.
The next
curcumin, you have a new sponsor for curcumin.
We have the best curcumin in the world. I'm not just saying the best curcumin and best resveratrol in the world is from Rev Genetics. I started trying to get Rev Genetics to become a sponsor of this show back in 2008, and it wasn't until this year that they pulled the trigger because they were hesitant. They are superior. Their curcumin. Remember, Life Extension Foundation uses biocurcumin, which is manufactured by a company here in Indiana, just north of me. But the research shows that metacurcumin outperforms biocurcumin, and it's cheaper. And their resveratrol has 1,000 times more bioavailability than the best resveratrol, micronized resveratrol on the market. And I take both of their products. Yeah, they have a great product. There's no doubt about it.
I've got to get on board because it's time to reorder.
Well, especially you use them together. Metacurcumin and Nitro 250, which is their resveratrol product. You use them together. They have a synergistic effect. There's evidence that we just talked about this, that they help to promote the mTOR response from training. They help to stabilize blood sugar levels. They help to influence autophagy, which gets rid of metabolic waste. So hence, healing of muscle tissue occurs fast. I mean, resveratrol is magic. It's magic. And when you take it with curcumin, it's just like supercharges it.
Yeah, curcumin is unreal.
Yeah, Mike Berard says, you're getting up there in age. Hey, who you calling old? What are you doing training and supplement-wise right now? Doing as you say, I know a lot of internet gurus don't even train.
It's a fair question because he's right. A lot of training, quote-unquote, authorities live atrocious lifestyles. You know, and the supplement company owners, some of them anyway, are even worse. Regardless, here's what I've been doing lately, and it's been working great. Workout A is upper body, chins and dips. Nothing fancy, right? But I work hard, work up to one set of anywhere between 4 and 6 reps. Three to seven really is the range that I work in with weight attached, and I'm building back up to my former poundages, meaning, you know, chinning with 50 pounds or more. Then I do a static hold with my chin above the bar with about 130 now and a slow negative. Now, then I hop on over to dips. And last workout, for example, I dipped with 80 pounds for a solid 5 reps. It felt ridiculously easy, but I'm taking it slow due to a minor pec tear. I would rather not re-aggravate. 10 to 15 minutes of rest, and then I perform a static hold and a negative with 150. Going to keep up on that. Workout B is a heavy breathing 20 rep hip belt squats. I just started those after blowing out the tendons in my right knee. So I got 310 for 20 easy reps and then went immediately into dumbbell pullovers, breathing pullovers for 20 reps. I finish off with hanging leg raises for the abs. Now, those workouts are short, they're intense, and I'm able to perform them pretty darn frequently. And the frequency surprised me. I decided to get aggressive for a reason. At just the right time, I'll be pulling back and inserting liberal amounts of rest days to let the super compensation effect take effect. Gone will be the negatives with an all-out assault on achieving positive concentric failure with either heavier weights, more reps, or both. Now, I'll admit, dosing Synthogen heavy, 10 caps before and after, but only on workout days. I've been absolutely shocked at how fast I'm recovering, especially since I haven't run everyday dosing in quite some time. So at the end of the day, I want to be dipping and chinning with over 100 pounds at age 50. You know, the dips I'm probably already there on, but again, I'm taking it slow. The chins are going to be much greater challenge, but I'm halfway there, and I have no plans on stopping. I can't stop Father Time, but I can embrace him by continuing to train smart, hard, and reveling in the fact that I can outlift some of the 20-year-olds in my gym. Not all of them, but some of them. That's something I think we all need to strive for.
You know what? It's funny. I was texting with a buddy of mine in Phoenix, Arizona earlier today. Yeah. So I'm relegated. I can't squat and I can't deadlift. And so I'm doing my leg presses this morning, which I kind of feel like leg presses are more of an accessory movement than the main movement. But that's right. That's all I can do right now. Leg presses, leg extensions. So I ended up doing 15 plates on a side this morning. That's wow. Everything. That's everything it'll hold. 10 on the bottom pin and then 5 on the top pin on each side. And right. I did 6 well-controlled reps, but I grunted. You know, I was really grunting. It wasn't for effect. I mean, I had to do that in order to grind it out.
Yeah.
And I took those 2 pins and I put them back in place and I let the platform drop and I jumped up and I yelled out, "I'm 57 MFs." And I looked around and everybody's looking at me and they're like I'm crazy. But it's like people don't understand when you get to this age, when you get to into the 50s, to be able to do that kind of stuff. I mean, there's lots of young guys out there that can do that. But but there's guys at my gym that are my age. They can't do that. Can't Amen. Do it anymore. The goal is to keep, you know, it's great when you're young to train and be a beast, but keep doing it into your 50s and 60s. That's where the magic happens. That's when you go, wow, I have just walked away from the crowd. I am out here by myself now, because the guys that are 55, 56 in my gym, they're huge, they're fat. They're lucky if they can, you know, lift anything at all. They're on medication, and I'm not there. I feel really great about that.
You know what? You should, because look around. There's not many men or women your age that look or perform that way, and that's why I like working with them, I think, so much.
And they appreciate it. That, you know, the young guys, they want to bench 300 pounds. They bench 300 pounds. It's like, that's great. I'm going to go out this weekend and party now. But you get somebody that's in their 50s and you get them up to a 300-pound bench, and all of a sudden their life becomes brighter from that one thing, one accomplishment. Yep. They're like, oh, my God, I can do something like that at this age. That means that there's hope for me in another 10, 20 years.
That's awesome.
So anyway, we'll take a quick commercial break. We're going to have to pass on Randy Mordquist's question till next week. That's so we fine. Can do the blueprint tip of the day. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by
going to brookscubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I have to make an editorial correction.
Yeah.
Because it's, the lower pin only holds 8 plates, I just realized. So I only had 13 plates on each side.
Oh, jeez. Okay. It's still in damage.
Well, I don't want to be labeled a liar. So there it goes. All right. So I'll find a way to get those other 2 plates on next week. That's all I can
Okay.
say. Anyway, the blueprint tip of the day. Go with it, Rob.
Yeah. Pro wrestler Jimmy Superfly Snuka was arrested for murder just a few days ago. Now, this is going to focus on what that means for you.
I was going to ask you, that's his problem, not mine.
Well, 30 years ago, one of my idols allegedly murdered his girlfriend in a Pennsylvania motel by beating her to death. The odd thing is, at the time, it was thoroughly investigated, and he wasn't even a suspect, just a person of interest. Now, no charges were ever filed until this past week. So to put this in perspective, he was probably the most popular wrestler in the country at the time. He was feuding with the likes of Don Morocco and Rowdy Roddy Piper. He was married at the time to a woman in North Carolina. He had 4 kids, but this was he had a mistress virtually everywhere he went on the circuit. So this was his East Coast girlfriend, as he would later recount. Truth be known, a lot of the boys operated like this, which is no excuse, but I'm trying to set the table for why this is significant. Snuka wrote in an autobiography in 2012, where his own words came back to haunt him, saying something to the effect of, he never laid a hand on her. He also wrote about his life being, quote-unquote, a little crazy at the time, due to excessive drinking, dope, doing steroids, and liberal amounts of cocaine. Now, guess which one the prosecution is going to be focusing on?
The steroids.
Yeah, the quote-unquote steroids.
This same thing happened. There was a wrestler in Florida many years ago who killed himself and his family. And
Chris
he was
Benoit.
Yeah, he was on antidepressants and he was on steroids. And of course, it was the steroids that got the rap, not the antidepressants. And every day, somebody on antidepressants commits suicide, but they always find some other reason other than the antidepressants. It's the big lie. It's the big pharma lie. It's just nonsense.
It's really sad. But, you know, when they do this, they conveniently forget the fact that, right, alcohol is involved in a good, what, 90% of all domestic abuse?
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, now, to be fair, here's the other side of the story. Jimmy claims she slipped and hit her head on a rock when they pulled over on a highway that evening. The trouble is, he also stated the day she died that he playfully pushed her that night. And in his autobiography, he claims he never touched her. You know, it seems that coconut that Piper smashed over his head did some lasting damage. So, I met Snuka at an independent show almost 20 years ago. He was main eventing that night, but came out at intermission to sign autographs. Right? He always wrestled barefoot, but what really struck me was what a small frame he had.
Really?
At 5'10", he packed 230 pounds on a relatively small frame, which isn't to say the guy didn't look enormous in his prime, but it was his mental state that left a lasting impression on me. He had to be led around by his handler. You know, he was seemingly just totally out of it. And one look in his eyes told me all I needed to know.
Really?
The porch light was on, but nobody was home, so to speak. He was an absolute living legend, right? The man who, covered in blood, leapt off the top of a steel cage in Madison Square Garden, splashing onto his opponents, all of which stands to be wiped out now if he's convicted of murder. So he's 72 years old, and he has announced last month stomach cancer. So when he appeared at his arraignment, he looked to be wearing, you know, a suit that was two sizes too big. You really have to see him on YouTube to appreciate the sadness of it all. But, mark my words, it'll be steroid-fueled rage that the prosecution is going to focus on. And no doubt.
At 72, they found, they identified steroids in his blood, you're saying?
No. At the time, he wrote an autobiography. In which he said at the time, amongst half a dozen other things, including antidepressants, he was on steroids plus prescription drugs plus alcohol and cocaine.
No, I get you. And all they're gonna focus on here is the anabolic steroids. Of course, this is the way the media, which is influenced by big pharma, because let's face it, you can't watch 5 minutes of television these days without seeing 3.5 minutes of commercials for some drugs.
Yep.
You know, it used to be the tobacco industry drove the media because they were spending billions of dollars a year on advertising. Now it's not. Now it's big pharma. So you know the media is going to carry the story the way it's not going to be insulting to their biggest client. Of course. It's going to be steroids did this.
And all of which is building to this point. If alcohol, painkillers, and, you know, if you're into that stuff, and for God's sake, you know, stay off recreational drugs, the steroids, for at least the wrestlers, are the least of their problems. But it's a good illustration of why athletes lie to conceal their use. You're going to be painted with the same rage-infused broad brush as we just spoke to. Now, my gut tells me Jimmy's going to be spending his golden years rotting away in a jail cell if he survives this stomach cancer. So, whatever the case, don't let a momentary lapse in judgment befall you, because nobody deserves to go out like Jimmy is, and certainly, of course, his ex-girlfriend. All I can say is good luck to him. God help her family, and stay away from getting mixed up in not only recreational drugs, but what Big Pharma is pushing on everyone.
You know what? I've said this on so many different shows for so many different reasons, but hundreds of years, we're going to look back at this point in time now and realize that this was one of the darkest eras in medicine, because people are taking drugs from companies that aren't even sure how they work or if they work. And
right.
And those drugs have side effects that are worse than the illnesses they claim to treat. This is... it's sad. It's sad. It's sad. I can't tell you. I would never take an antidepressant. Never, ever, ever in the world. I don't care if I couldn't get out of bed. I would find some other way to motivate myself. And trust me, I've dealt with depression just recently. When I lost my father, my mother, and my sister in just a few years, and I was like the lone person, I used to wake up in the middle of the night and be fearful. I would think to myself, oh, my God, I'm the next one to die. Oh, my God, I don't have any immediate family. I went into a deep, deep depression. But you know what? Exercise saved my life. Getting into that gym and training and walking out of that gym feeling renewed and uplifted, like I could handle the things that were facing me, was so much better than taking a pill that just numbed me out to everything in life. These antidepressants are dangerous drugs. I feel bad for the people that are on them. I feel bad for the people that are going to be prescribed them in the future. And you need to rethink this. You can't start messing with your brain chemistry. These pharmaceutical companies cannot guarantee you that you will not be harmed by these drugs. There's a reason for that, because they don't know what these drugs really do.
Nothing trumps exercise.
I'm telling you.
Nothing.
I'm telling you. All right, look, great show. Go to CoachRobRegish.com. Show some love. Pay back what Rob Regish is paying forward by checking out his products. Rob, thanks. I'll see you next week, brother.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about how to winterize your workout. The weather is changing, and people need to start paying attention to those changes. Can you leverage those changes? Can you do something that actually allows you to train better, make better progress? We're going to find out with Robin Shea in just a moment. Stay tuned.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. Playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4930.
4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, from an evolutionary perspective, we've talked about biphasic diets. You know, we didn't have tomatoes all year long. Things have to change with the seasons. And it makes perfect sense that with the change of the seasons, perhaps you need to rethink the way you train. My guest today is Robin Shea. How you doing, Robin?
Hi, how are you, Carl?
Fantastic. And you are in Kentucky, just like me.
I'm a Kentucky girl. I'm right here in Bowling Green, the home of the Corvette.
That's right, Corvette Museum. And you actually have a TV show on here in Kentucky where you talk about it. Isn't it called Southern Fried? What's the name of the show?
Well, right now the name of the show is Cooking 80-20 with Robin Shea, but your viewers have probably seen Southern Fried Fitness on KET.
Yes, yes, that's the one that I've seen. Yes, and you've done some great things helping people embrace the appropriate changes in both diet and exercise that are needed sorely in this day and age with this, the amount of obesity and disease out there. So what do you think of my statement when we're coming in? It's actually from an evolutionary perspective. It's appropriate that we look to change our workout now that the seasons are changing, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I have a go-to gal, and my go-to gal is Mother Nature. And she teaches us everything that we need to know. If we were just better students, we would have so many questions answered. And I've got a really great example. I'm sorry, my 15-year-old brought home a cold and gave it to dear old mom.
It happens.
So I'm fighting a little bit.
I remember those days, Robin. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm sure everybody in the audience is going through it. Yeah, don't worry about it.
So back to Mother Nature. As I said, she's such a great teacher. And I'll give you a really great example. Let's take onions, for instance. She provides us with a spring and summer variety of onions. They're mild in flavor, high in water content, so they're perfect to eat raw or for grilling or for to throw in salads. But then when the weather starts to change, so does Mother Nature. She dries our onions out a little bit, so they're much more pungent and higher in flavor, and they're perfect for stews and for roasting dishes. So Mother Nature recognizes that variety is the spice of life. And if we just embrace our workout regimen with the same mentality, we will avoid overuse injuries and boredom, which is what really can throw us off track sometimes. So I have three tips to winterize your workouts. Are you ready, Carl?
Yeah, I'm ready, Robin.
Okay. My tip number one, I love a subscription service, like an in-home subscription service that you can get off your computer. I subscribe to Gaiam TV. And Gaiam TV offers literally hundreds of workouts, ranging from Tai Chi to yoga to Jillian Michaels to body-resistant exercises, And you can do it in the comfort of your own home at any fitness level you'd like. So there are many subscription services that you can check into. I love my Gaiam. But you could also have DVDs and apps. Those are readily available so you can actually work out from inside your home. So that's tip number one. Tip number two, as the weather starts to change, and here we are in Kentucky, we haven't experienced a tremendous amount of change yet, but it's starting to take place. Familiarize yourself with your local gym. Go ahead and visit. Take some of the classes now. Get their schedules. What you're doing is you're kind of dipping your toe in the water. So if you're not a gym person, you're kind of softening that that phobia that you may have for going into the gym, the gym intimidation.
Especially by not waiting to January when everybody is going into the gym. You do it now. That makes perfect sense.
Absolutely. You're just kind of desensitizing yourself to that gym intimidation. But also, if you're going to be taking your workouts indoors, in a gym setting, you're going to want to boost your immune system. So consider incorporating some glutamine, some vitamin C, some echinacea, some zinc, and perhaps some vitamin E. Those are great homeopathic remedies to prevent colds and treat colds. Also, we're going to be inside a lot, so we're going to be running our heaters, so we're going to be dehydrated. So you really want to pay close attention to your gut health and your hydration. So consuming onions, consuming your whole fruits and vegetables, and drinking more water will help that circulatory system as well. And my final tip is remember that you can never out-train a crummy diet. So keep your nutrition in check through 80-20 living, which means living clean and healthy 80% of the time. That nourishes your body, but also allowing those 20% indulgences that nourish your spirit. Stay in balance so that at the end of winter, you have a nice, tight nutritional regimen that will carry you through the busy months of spring and summer.
Great. That's great advice. And one of the things that I talk about on the show from time to time about training at home, you know, I like to use the analogy, look, we all like to go out to dinner. We love to be served. We like to go to a restaurant. But you couldn't go to dinner every night, and you're not going to unplug your stove and your refrigerator and push them out in the backyard because you have to be able to cook at home too. And the same is true of training. You got a gym membership, great. But you should have equipment at home too. Maybe a treadmill or elliptical machine if you can't go outside and walk. A jump rope. We're going to have Buddy Lee back on the show next week. He is the jump rope king. He's in China right now. He's going to be at the White House later this month. You know, jumping rope takes a small footprint. You can do it just about anywhere, and it's an amazing cardiovascular workout. But also invest in a set of kettlebells or quick change dumbbells, because there are going to be those days, and you said it, you've got little ones at home. There's always those days where the best laid plans get derailed and you go, oh no, I can't go to the gym, but I've got 20 minutes here at the house right now. What can I do? So have some stuff at home. Bands are good. Body weight exercises are good. Make yourself a little temple in your own home where you can go and you can get a good 20-minute workout in, because it should be that important. It should be like eating. You're not going to go without eating this morning your breakfast, and you shouldn't go without your workout just because the plans change. What do you think of that, Robin?
I love that. You could also do something like I did a 10-10-10 challenge last year that was a lot of fun. So for 5 hours out of the day, each 5 hours, so from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock, at the top of the hour, I would drop and do 10 push-ups, 10 lunges on each leg, and 10 sit-ups. And so by the end of the day, I've done a series of 60-something exercises per exercise, and it was just a way to get out of my own head and make it fun for a while.
I love
it.
So there's
all kinds of fitness challenges that you can do. But remember, fitness is just about moving blood through your body at a faster pace than you're used to. So if you're new to fitness, don't overwhelm yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Start slowly. Make it a habit by not biting off more than you can chew. Move blood through your body at a faster pace. Make it that simple for yourself.
And that's a really good point, because a lot of people dive into training. You know, they become overzealous about it. I'm ready for this. I'm going to do this now. And then they end up overtraining within the first couple of days or even the first week. they end up with an overuse injury, and then they go, oh, this is terrible, and they're derailed completely. So you do have to start out slow. And for some people, that could just be standing. I have a friend whose mom is up in age, and she wants to do more. I said, you know what? When you're watching television, stand during the commercials. Just that little change alone will have an impact on your physiology. Then you can go maybe for a walk. But you've got to start where you are now. Whatever your physical ability is right now, you just need to do just a little bit more, even if it's just standing during the commercials of your favorite TV show. What do you think of that?
Oh, I love that. I love that. Because as a trainer, I own a gym, and I train women every day. And as a gym owner, it's very, very important to me that I meet them where they are, not where I am. And so we design workouts to really accommodate their fitness level, because every advancement that they make in their own life is a step in the right direction. So it's not about me. It's about them and meeting them where they are and helping them just put one foot in front of the other.
I love it. I love it. I want to take a quick commercial break, but before we go into the break, I want to tell people you can get a free ebook from Robin Shea, Inspired Living. If you go to the website, Robin Shea, and I'm going to spell it for you, .com/ebook. It's RobinSHEA.com, a Kentucky original right here, right where the home of Louisville, Kentucky, Supreme Radio is. We're in the same state. RobinShea.com/ebook. You can get the ebook and check it out. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with more of Robin Shea. Just want to remind everybody that the Secret Word Contest is still in full effect. We're going to announce the Secret Word winner this week during Casual Friday. Listen to the commercial breaks. When you hear the Secret Word, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com, and you are entered to win. This week we're giving away three fantastic supplements: Live On Labs Lipospheric Vitamin C, Live On Labs Lipospheric Glutathione, and Live On Labs Lipospheric R-alpha lipoic acid. Fantastic, fantastic antioxidants that work all together. $160 value. Listen to the Secret Word, email it in, and you are entered to win. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with host of 80-20 Living, Robin Shea. She is a Kentucky original. Lots of great things come from Kentucky. She's one of them.
And, hey, Carl. How are you?
Yeah, welcome back. So, you know, you said something that's really important, and we talk about this all the time. People, they want to know, you know, how do I get abs? Abs happen in the kitchen. They don't happen in the gym. And you said before you cannot out-train a bad diet. And that's one of the areas that you really excel in. You teach people how to feel like they're indulging. But still eating within what we like to call clean eating. So let's talk about what are some of the things that we should have in our pantry that would be helpful in this journey?
Well, you know, there's really nothing you can't have in your pantry. And this is a great dialogue for us to have today because one of my number one tips for people that are reinventing their relationship with food is to become familiar with their new go-to brand. So, for instance, if you're in the grocery store and you pick up a jar of peanut butter, you might have one peanut butter that has 17 ingredients in it. You may pick up another jar of peanut butter that has three. You want to go with the brand that has the least ingredients. And if you can't pronounce the ingredients, drop it all together and go to another brand.
Yeah.
So it never means that you can't have an item. It just means that you want to be familiar with the brands that are offering the cleanest options for that food source. So, of course, we want to shop the parameters of the store. We want to keep everything as first generation as we possibly can. But if we do have to go to the packaged items, the peanut butters, the things that that we need in our life to a certain degree, we just want to make sure that they have as few ingredients as possible. I think of it like this. Each added ingredient is one step away from nature.
Yeah.
So that's why I refer to it as first-generation food, because they nourish you like first-generation family. And the further they get away from that, the less the nourishing takes place.
We talk a lot on this show about the importance of protein as the cornerstone of every diet. It always amazes me to this date, even from registered dietitians, that protein is relegated to the last slot on the dish. We know that diets that have adequate amounts of protein tend to yield leaner individuals, more muscular individuals, energy production, and so on. Do you have any favorite recipes that you talk about on the show that maybe we can give the audience a snapshot of something that can be made to where people would think they're cheating, but they're really not?
Oh, you know what? my 80% healthy side of life is no sacrifice at all. So every recipe that I've cleaned up that has moved over into my 80% healthy side of life is every bit as delicious as anything that's over on my 20% side. So it's just refamiliarizing yourself with cooking styles and products that you use, but the taste is never compromised. And, of course, if they go to robinshea.com/ebook today, they're going to get 4 complimentary recipes off the bat that they can try out. Three of them are clean and healthy, and one of them is my very favorite indulgent recipe as well.
Excellent, excellent. So you own and operate a gym, right?
Right. Right.
What are the biggest challenges as a gym owner that you see day in and day out? Are they the guys like me who don't re-rack the plates? I just did leg presses this morning, and 13 plates on each side, and it takes longer for me to load and unload the leg press than it does to actually do the sets. And so I just drop them on the floor right next to the leg press machine because I just assume somebody will just pick them up and use them again. But one of my buddies walked over to me and says, you know, do you drop your clothes on the floor at home? So, does that drive you crazy when people just drop plates wherever they are?
Oh, you are that guy? Are you that guy? Are you serious?
We have a sign in our gym that says, don't be that guy. Re-rack your plates.
Don't be that guy.
I know. It's the truth. I'm that guy.
No, my gym is more of a private setting. So we teach classes and we teach women's strength training. So it's a very organized regimen that we teach. But I'm more of a psychological, although I teach the physicality of weightlifting and training, I'm more of a psychological coach because inspired change is at the crux of everything that I do.
Yes.
Anyone that changes outside of an inspired attitude is really changing in a state of temporary. And so I really try to help my clients change in that positive state of affirmation and a positive state of inspiration. So one of the most frustrating things that for me as a gym person and someone that is in the gym with clients all the time is when they are looking at their transformation or their reinvention from a problem focus and not a solution focus.
Interesting.
In other words, they're hung up on conditions and they're not looking to the light for the answers. And a lot of people will tread water for years because they're focused on conditions and they haven't switched. They haven't made that inspirational switch into a solution-oriented person. When I can help them make that switch and that light goes on and they realize that chewing on the problem does nothing but make the problem grow, then I know that I've really, really touched them and I've really transformed them on a cellular level, and that is so rewarding to me.
So give me an example. Like if you have somebody who comes in, they're totally zeroed in on the problem. I just can't lose weight, Robin. How do you make that mentality shift?
Well, the first thing I would do is suggest that they attend one of my Inspired Change workshops. Because I have divided my workshops into 2 segments. There's 2 phases in my entire Inspired Change curriculum. Phase 1 is the law of inspiration. And I teach how to tap into that state of being anytime, anywhere, and under any circumstances. And I do this through utilizing just nature's laws as well as an emotional guidance system. It takes a little bit of focus, but it's fun, it's inspirational, and once you can grasp these laws, then any change can happen in your life in any direction. Part 2 of my program, or phase 2 of my program, is the actual 4-step process of reinvention. And it can be used in any part of your life. Weight loss, finances, relationships, just general happiness.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a 4-step learning process that, again, is very natural and organic in its evolution. So my 2-part process, that's really where I like to teach people, is how to use their emotional scale to tap into their inspiration that will make change life-affirming. Because if you change in a state of frustration and duress, then that change is attached to low vibration emotions, which are very toxic inside the body. So regardless of the positive steps you're making forward from an outwardly appearance, those steps are being made through the implementation of negative emotion.
Doing the right thing for the wrong
reasons. And that in and of itself is toxic.
Doing the right thing for the wrong reasons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Very well put.
Very, 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 very. Okay, so the book, the ebook is available at Robin's website. The website is robinshea.com/ebook, all one word, no hyphen. And you can get this fantastic guide, and there's some recipes in there and lots of good information. Reach out to Robin. Let her know you heard about her here on Superhuman Radio. She is a Kentucky original, just like Superhuman Radio, so show her some love. Robin, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Carl, you've been a treat. Thank you. Have a happy, healthy day, and be blessed.
You too. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the angle of peak torque. Is it the reason that hamstring injuries actually occur? And if it is, are there things that we can do to leverage this information to avoid hurting ourselves? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
DJ. DJ Hero. Hero.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, when I suffered my hamstring avulsion a little bit over 2 years ago now, it made me more interested in hamstring injuries because I wasn't doing anything different than I normally didn't do on my back training day. I was working up to a maximum deadlift. I was not there. I was only at 75% of my max weight. And I just remember coming up with the weight. Something just didn't feel right. It wasn't that I lacked the strength, but something just didn't feel right. And I felt the sensation of pop inside my body that made me think I actually broke the ball off of the hip joint. That's how pronounced this was transmitted through my entire body. I became nauseous. I almost passed out, obviously, from the shock of doing this. And I thought, how could that happen? I do this all the time when I deadlift. I wasn't at my max weight. I didn't feel weak. What happened? Maybe the angle of peak torque played a role in this, and that's what we're going to be discussing now with Dr. Ryan Timmons. How are you doing, Dr. Timmons?
Good, Carl. Good.
And thank you for being here. I know it's very early in the morning where you are, right?
Yeah, it's just past 3:30 a.m.
Thank you for being here. So, hamstring injuries don't only happen to athletes, I learned. When I went to the orthopedic surgeon to determine whether or not I wanted to try to have these two attachments reattached, which, by the way, I didn't do it. He told me hamstring injuries are the most prominent injuries that they treat in the legs, the lower limbs. And most people will evolve a connection of the hamstring and attachment by getting out of their car, which means the knee is bent, the angle of the hips and the knees play a role in this, and that's what this study is about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So like you said, there's not just in athletes, but in everyday people, it's quite a common injury. We hear about it a lot more in athletes because they probably get paid a lot more to do what they do than we do, so that's probably why it's a bit more prevalent. But yeah, absolutely, people getting out of cars, people walking down the stairs, leaning over to pick things up. So you hear these cases, and sometimes they're just very benign movements, and you just hear the pop and away they go. So it is quite a common injury just in the everyday population.
Well, and what I also found out was that while other injuries can be restored and an athlete can get back generally to 100% of their performance, hamstring tears are not one of those. The orthopedic surgeon that treated me said to me, if this had happened, if you were a professional athlete, this would be a career ending event. Even if we reattached it, chances are it wouldn't stay reattached and or it would give you some sort of problem later on. So this would be a career ending event, which means that we need to understand why these happen so that we can avoid them in the first place, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think there's a wide range of injuries. So especially in the avulsion category, it's quite on the extreme end. And that's probably, like you said, it's quite a serious injury. And they're the ones that we most commonly see within the general public and population. But the guys that are sprinters and athletes, if they do have an avulsion injury, like you said, it is potentially career-threatening. And they the amount of research that's being put into it now just to try and, I suppose, cut it off at the past before it starts to rise up and, you know, have that incident where it goes pop, you can kind of hope that and appreciate that the amount of work that we're all putting into trying to figure out what increases the risk of injury and how we might be able to prevent injury and re-injury as well.
So what questions specifically were you trying to answer with this research that you just authored?
So we, with this review paper, we went out with the kind of the direction to address a common sort of statement that's been said in the public knowledge in elite sport anyway, in that the hamstrings, they work during sprinting, and people believe, and the research was out there to start with, saying that the stronger you are in a certain movement, which is the testing mechanism, can have some transference to predicting your risk during sprinting or during everyday activity.
Really?
I suppose our argument, yeah, and I suppose our argument was the testing method and the testing process, whilst being gold standard, doesn't have that level of transference. And we are just presenting some alternative viewpoints as to why this would be, and using the science to say, well, this is all well and good, but there's actually no evidence to suggest that this is the case.
Okay, so this was a review, as you stated. So what qualified a study to be included in the review?
We were kind of lucky in the fact that it was a narrative review, so we're trying to tell a story, and I think that's one more of the enjoyable reviews to do, because you can kind of go off on a tangent a bit, but as long as it stays in the similar line. So for us, we had a couple of main criteria that we needed to work around, and they were how the actual method was assessed, and the assessment method was using a laboratory-based method called isokinetic dynamometry. So using the dynamometer, so how it was used, was it during a lowering or a lifting phase? And then looking at how other mechanisms may play a role and trying to describe potentially some convergences away and how these differences might exist independent of the testing method. And we're trying to, I suppose, make some transference from the device to the testing method to real life and running. We've also gone the other way, saying, well, there's no real link between them, and we kind of presented a few arguments looking at potential neural adaptations, how the brain and how when you switch things on at certain parts throughout a range of motion might play a role, but also looking at the way the muscles built, so how the muscle structure and the architecture of the muscle and how that all potentially alters potentially the risk of injury, and at different angles how that may change as well. So yeah, we had those couple of discrete criteria that we wanted to set, and then we just went off on our little roll and had a bit of a narrate and went there.
So when you started to look at the data and extrapolate the information that you needed in order to look at each of these points, what did you learn?
Well, we learned that the method itself doesn't really have that much transference to sport, and we were kind of the lucky in the fact that we went in with that kind of viewpoint, but we had the open mind to try and disprove the hypothesis that the actual testing method doesn't predict injury, or does predict injury. We thought, well, we might try and prove it both ways. But we found that the actual method itself, the isokinetic dynamometry in the lab, which has a massive following in elite sport, and it doesn't actually have a role and isn't directly implicated in the risk of future hamstring strain injury. So our point was, well, yes, we know that there's a role in the length of the hamstring and that what angle the hip and the knee is and how that transfers to running, we still don't know. But we want to try and find that out, because we've got a level of knowledge that suggests that if you're stronger at longer muscle length, you can potentially offset the risk of popping something.
Mm.
But it just depends how we assess that. And the method of assessment is, so is one kind of tool we need to figure out a bit more.
Okay, so if you're stronger when the muscle is at its longest length, that may have some predictor of whether or not you would be at risk of a hamstring injury. Is that what you just said? I just want to make sure I understood that clearly.
Yeah. There's no evidence to suggest that. So there's a bit of a theoretical and a hypothetical at the moment.
Okay.
It can be stronger at longer lengths, and that may be potentially help you out.
So that would be an argument for full range of motion type training, where you are strengthening the muscle in its completely elongated fashion. Because let's face it, in what is considered a curl, whether it's a bicep curl or a hamstring curl, most people do not go completely all the way extended. They kind of stop short somewhere and then bring the muscle back. And we see this in running. You know, you don't see the knee completely extended sometimes in sprinters. They're sprinting with the leg maybe extending just 15 to 20% before it is completely extended. So that would say that their hamstring is not being extended completely. That could be a proprioceptive protection mechanism, because they're not that strong when the muscle is completely elongated, which would argue for working on strengthening the muscle in that compromised position. Am I right with that?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You're on the right track. Yeah, absolutely. As a lot of thoughts now as to the range of motion and the length that we take the muscle, especially through rehab and prevention, that might have a role to play in how we offset the risk of injury. So if we can get people stronger at those lengths that they don't experience, or potentially those positions that they might get into where they're at a large amount of stretch on the muscle,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, if they can be strong in that position, they may potentially offset the risk in that position there and how long they are, and that might be beneficial down in the long run.
That's really interesting. So really, at that point, angle of peak torque means nothing, because you need to be strongest where there's almost no angle in the knee at all.
Yeah, yeah, and I think how you assess, I suppose, where you're strong will depend upon that. And the measure itself, like I said, has some use, and we hope to potentially figure out a way to use it. But I think we need to try and work around other ways that might have some greater role. And I think that this range of motion, especially at longer muscle lengths, and how we can get stronger at those longer lengths, is going to be an important area to try and focus on in the near future.
You know, when I first read the research and I looked at a dynamometer and I thought about the way the leg works, you know, the leg has many points of pivotal motion. You've got the ankle, you've got the knee, and you've got the hip. And I thought to myself, how could they say that the angle of peak torque is influencing hamstring injuries, when that's dynamic? It depends on where your hip is at the moment. It depends on where your knee is at the moment. It depends on where your angle is at the moment. And all those angles are constantly changing millisecond to millisecond based on those three joints. And I thought, wow, this is going to be really, really hard to create useful information if they're right. Because, I mean, you may run differently because that day you're just off your game a little bit. I mean, it just seems to me that was, it just didn't make sense to me, I guess. And I mean, I'm not a scientist by any means, but I think what you're talking about makes better sense. It really does. I want to take a quick commercial break and pick this up on the other side. We're talking with Dr. Ryan Timmons. We're talking about hamstring injuries. And while the data needs to be produced to give us specific advice, this is a very interesting discussion that perhaps will help everybody understand what happens during a hamstring injury. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost anymore to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Ryan Timmons. We're talking about a recent paper that evaluated whether or not the angle of peak torque is a predictor of hamstring injury and re-injury. And I think we've come to the conclusion thus far that it's not necessarily reliable. So what should we pay attention to, Dr. Timmons?
I think the evolving research coming out now at the moment, and it's despite being well advanced, is quite simplistic in its nature and its response, saying that doesn't seem to be so. It does seem to be where you're strongest, but if we can prioritize one thing over everything, and that is just get stronger. And I think that's especially in elite athletes who have a whole lot of things to focus on. Just getting stronger tends to have more benefit, and I suppose in, so there's a lot of other things that they can do. And like we've said already, if you're getting strong at longer muscle length, that's also a benefit. But some people just don't do enough and don't concentrate enough on just being strong enough to prevent any kind of strain injury. So that seems to be out, so the evolving message at the moment.
You know, when this first happened to me, I really scrutinized my training. And one of the things that I did think, and I still think may have played a role in my personal hamstring injury, was I started doing very heavy hip thrusts on a bench. Are you familiar with this movement?
Yes.
Okay. So I wanted to be stronger at the bottom of the squat. And so I started doing some auxiliary work in the hip thrust. And my hip thrust strength went up considerably over the period of time of this training. And the day that I suffered the injury in my hamstring, I remember in the first three lifts, as I was working my way up to my max weight, that my hamstrings felt unusually fatigued early on. But I felt very strong. And I remember after doing this and, you know, countless hours of replaying it in my head and what the hell did I do and how did that happen and, you know, and so on. Cause I didn't want to think, oh my God, I'm in my 50s now and my body parts are getting weaker. They're not going to be able to, stand up to this kind of training any longer. And I thought to myself, I wonder if by making my hips and glutes that much stronger, my hamstrings became the weak link in the posterior chain. And the glutes were firing, because I do this little thing before I do anything, any squat, any deadlift. I get down and I stand up and I clench my butt cheeks together and I do this like 10 or 15 times and I put my hands on my butt and I want to make sure that I'm firing my glutes. I can feel my glutes firing. And I remember thinking that day, boy, this hip thrust work is working because my glute muscles have gotten bigger. I mean, you know, I can feel them. They're rounder, they're firmer, they're stronger. And I, till this day, I keep thinking, you know what it was? I did these hip thrusts and my glutes got really strong, but my hamstrings weren't any stronger. And so the glutes and the quads and the lower back and everything was pulling together and the hamstrings were the weak link in this and pop, pop. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that definitely has a role to play in it all, because you see a lot of exercises that people do are very hip dominant, and we forget sometimes that the hamstrings cross the hip and the knee, and the large emphasis, like you said, is on hip-based movements, so things such as squats, such as your deadlifts and so on and so forth, they're quite powerful hip movements, and I definitely think there's a role to play with the entire posterior chain and the timing of it all, and the level of activation within the hamstrings we've seen is just, especially in people that have had a history of injury, it's not adequate enough to prevent them or limit their chance of future injury. And so I think for us, the evolving message is just to how we can get these hamstrings stronger and then how we can get them stronger in a specific movement at longer muscle lengths is going to be an important thing as well. So, but yeah, I think if we can focus on one thing, and obviously we never do because we want to do everything we can, but if we have, you know, 5 minutes in the gym, if we just focus on mainly hamstring strength, then that's how hopefully we can give us a bit of prevention from it there.
Okay, so when I look at the hamstrings and I try to study the kinesiology of during heavy lifts like the squat and the deadlift, for instance, and even the stiff leg deadlift to a great degree, the hamstrings tend to be stabilizers. They really aren't lengthening and shortening to any great degree as much as they are maintaining some amount of stabilizing rigidity through many of these movements. Am I incorrect on that?
We see, yeah, probably with those main movements, we see small changes in length, yes. With the stiff-legged deadlifts, we probably see a bit more. But outside of that, yeah, normally you see within the squat, et cetera, yeah, small amounts of changes in length.
So it seems to me that doing things like leg curls which it dramatically lengthens and shortens the hamstring. It may not necessarily be the most prudent way to train them, but instead things like stiff leg deadlifts. Now, in a rehab therapy approach, I have stopped doing a traditional deadlift and I started doing exclusively stiff leg deadlifts because I want to strengthen my hamstring so this never happens again. And I'm up to 395 for reps. We're very, very strict stiff leg deadlift. And so I feel confident that the hamstring attachments that are still in place in the left hamstring are have over time gotten stronger, and they're doing the work of the two that are no longer there. But I think that a lot of people don't like to do stiff leg deadlifts because they say, oh, it's too hard on the lower back. But if you're doing them right, it's not hard on the lower back. You feel it all in your hamstrings and your glutes predominantly.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I completely agree with that, because we see, especially from a rehab perspective, the amount of length you can get through, especially flexing the hip and give a little bit of a bend at the knee, and you've only you control your posture fine, then you can feel it a lot through your hamstrings, and that's a very key fact in hopefully getting stronger through there. I think the traditional deadlift, because we have both hip and knee movement occurring,
right,
it's really hard to get a really long length through it.
Right.
So if you can, yeah, if you can get to that stiff-legged one, it helps you out a lot.
Yeah. So what do you hope both clinicians and lay people take away from your research, Dr. Timmons?
I hope they read it, which is good. But outside of that, I just hope they can, I suppose, appreciate the wide range of things that influence this injury. And that's, one of the main messages we're getting across this, is that if you try and put all your eggs in one basket and say that this is going to be the thing that's going to cure it, and this is how we're going to prevent it, and this is the one thing that will do it, I think you're going to end up shooting yourself in the foot and not coming out with an answer, and probably more problems than what you go in with. So I think the ability to appreciate how wide-ranging this injury is, how prevalent it is, but also how hard it is to get a kind of a grasp on it because of how many things influence the risk of injury.
Listen, I want to thank you for being on the show today, especially at such a early time in the morning there.
No, I appreciate the phone call and the ability to do it as well. I've enjoyed it. It's been a good chat.
Okay, take care.
You too. Take it easy.
So there you have it. Make sure that your hamstrings are their strongest when the muscle is at the longest, to help prevent hamstring injury. I wish I would have thought about that and known about that before my deadlifting escapade a couple years ago, when my glutes and my hips got so damn strong and my poor little hamstrings went, we don't want to do this anymore. Pop, pop. Anyway. All right. So thank you to Rob Regish, coachrobregish.com. Check it out. Of course, thank you to Robin Shea. Her website is robinshea.com/ebook for her ebook, free ebook. And thank you to Dr. Ryan Timmons for talking about hamstring injury. Don't forget the secret word contest. If you heard the secret word during the commercial break, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered to win $160 worth of Live On Labs products. The winner will be announced this Friday on Casual Friday. And of course, always show love to All American Pharmaceutical and All American EFX Sports. If you've never tried the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate product in the world, I take 6 caps a day, 3 in the morning, 3 at night. Actually, 3 before workout, 3 post-workout. It is really the best creatine. No powders, no messy. You just throw the caps in your mouth, you swallow them, and that's it. Crealkaline. You can get free samples to check it out yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com. Bottom right-hand side of the website, you will see a picture of Dr. Jeff. It's a banner ad. Click that. It says, ask the scientist. Instead of asking him a question, ask him for some free crealkaline. Hell, ask him for free samples in general. That's what everybody's doing. He's sending them all sorts of stuff, crealkaline, carbolin, all sorts of great stuff. So check them out, of course. They are the title sponsor of Superhuman Radio. And tomorrow's Wednesday. We'll actually have Dr. Jeff on during the first half hour for Science for Humans. We're going to be talking about the pharmaceutical industry tomorrow. I think you're going to find this discussion really interesting. So we hope you can tune in then, and thank you for listening today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information.